You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But you have to count. But when did we start counting? Second night of?
Pesach.
Pesach. Very nice. So now how come in the Torah says Shabbat? It says after the Shabbat, you have to start counting. It doesn't say after the Yom Tov or after Pesach. Remember, we learned it 2 weeks ago in Parshat Emor. No, actually, there's a misunderstanding by Reforms. Reforms always count. Right, Reforms or Conservatives. They always count the Omer on Sunday because they don't believe in Oral Torah. Torah Shabbat. So now, what's the difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov? What's the difference? Right, but as far as timing, how do you designate Shabbat and
Shabbat is set.
It's set. Very nice.
My idea is done by
you have no choice. You have no choice. Like when the sundown arrives, that's it. 18 minutes before it, the ladies light the candle and that's it. You have no choice. That's it. It comes. How about Yom Tov? So who designated the Yom Tovim? The Sanhedrin, the great assembly, it says, you know, this month is like 29, 30, or we have two Adarim. No, it's up to us. So Gemara says, the angels came to Hashem and they asked, when is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem said, I don't know, go ask them. Because in the Torah says, Miglai Rodesh Ashetireu Otam. So Gemara says, not Otam, Atem. Atem, that means we. We designate the Yamim Tovim. So now here, when it says in the Torah that you have to count after Shabbat, what does that mean? When we came out of Mitzrayim, what did we do? The cause of the exile, who was it? Who? No, who took us out? No, but Hashem, did we do anything?
No.
No, it's not like Hanukkah and Purim and, you know, we went to war and all of that. So now here, when we start counting, we bring an offering. It's called Omer offering. What type of offering is it? How do we bring the offering? What is it made of?
Flowers. Barley.
Barley. We bring barley offering. Who eats barley?
Animals.
It's not a human nourishment. And then, 49 liters, when Shavuot comes, what kind of offering we bring?
Wheat.
Bring two loaves of bread. Who eats bread? Human being. So now it's very interesting. How come at the beginning we bring barley? That is not the food of human being. And then 49 days later, we eat bread. So now here Hashem said, you know, I took you out of Mitzrayim. You didn't do nothing. Like Shabbat, it comes by itself. But now, your task here is, before I meet with you, you have to prepare yourself. How? From the state of barley, you have to become?
Bread.
You have to become a human being, right? So now here, the power message here is that the task that we count 1, 2, 3, it should be the other way around. It should say 50, 49, 48, 47. Here it is. But why the mitzvah is actually is a counter counting? Because our task here is that we should have the awareness, one day I'm away from Mitzrayim. Today I'm away from Mitzrayim. So then we reach the 50 days. Disconnection from the society of Mitzrayim and other distraction. That's why Torah Moshe is teaching us. You should count after Shabbat. Why? Because Shabbat is designated. It's like, I took you out. But now, you have to work on yourself. You have to go on. And from state of Bali, you have to reach the state of human being. How you speak, how you think, how you react, how your reflexes, how you sit. How you stand up when you go to sleep. Because The animals, they don't have this restriction. They eat whatever they want. They go anywhere they want. They don't have a domain. Happened to be a very interesting story about a non-Jew that noticed that the poor Jewish people, that they're sitting by the Beit Knesset, and people give them money. He said, wow, well, they're good business. Now they're sitting here and people give you money. So now he decided, start the business. So he went to Maa Shearim and bought kippah and talit ratan. And then he said, I'm Ger Tzedek. I accepted on myself, not the mitzvot. And how many times he says in the Torah that you have to respect the Ger Tzedek? You know how many times? You didn't count?
13?
48 times.
Wow.
Yeah, 48 times he says. So here, he sits by the corner. And then people come, give him agurot, small chain, like a nickel, quarter. At the end of the day, you see, the other one down the street, she has a lot of money. So how do you, make so much money? So, I'm the descendant of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So people give me a lot of money. So I said, there's a better patent to gain more money. So the next day he sat down and says, I'm a Ger Tzedek, I'm a descendant of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It works that way? It doesn't work that way. It cannot be. Descend the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in Ger Tzedek. So now here, the message is that we have to decide, we're barley or wheat, which are we? It cannot be both. We're going through the process to elevate ourselves from barley to the wheat. That means you cannot have pulling desires and then you claim, still I'm a servant of Hashem. It doesn't work that way. Does it work that way? Either you're a Ger Tzedek or descendant of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So that's what exactly the old task is. You count the Omer because we all have this pulling desires, that is a bodily desire. It's called Nefesh Behemit, Yetzer Hara. As a matter of fact, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Yosef Chaim Mivagdad, Zechuto Mareh Aleinu, brings a story about the mother. She came home and she hears a scream in the other room. So she runs and sees the little daughter. Her hand is stuck in a candy jar. She grabbed the candy and wants to pull it out. So the mother says, let the candy go! So take your hand out! She's going to let it go. She even would rather Chas v'Shalom to harm her hand, but she's not going to let go with the candy. So Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai explained that's how it is. Many times we go through lots of pain, aggravation. Why? Because we have the desire we want to apply to it. We run for it, we lose sleep. We put lots of time, we go through a lot of pressure. But let the candy go. No. You know what it is, to have a candy? You're not going to let it go. But you're in pain. You're in pain. It's okay. It's worth it, no? Yeah? No, it's not worth it. And that's what exactly we're preparing ourselves for Shavuot. Because you have to get rid of all these bodies, all these desires, all this pulling, Yetzer Hara. Because you have less than 10 days that we have to meet with the Ribono Shel Olam, and you have to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The same way that we celebrate Pesach, Haggadah, what did he tell us? What did he learn in Haggadah? That everyone has to place himself Keilo Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim, right? That he himself came out of Mitzrayim. Sukkot, the same thing. So it's not like we go through the tunnel. we meet exactly the same timing of the festival that we celebrate. So now Shavuot is exactly Ma'amad Har Sinai. So that means you have to hear that Hashem is talking to you. He says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is like, Yeno, Lebezad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.